Welcome back. Lesson two of the New Nation Education Company Training and Skills Development Series. Lesson two is on prospecting, how to prospect correctly. This is definitely one of the most important skills you should develop. And I know I said the same thing in lesson one, but all these are very basic lessons and they're all extremely important because they are building blocks. Before we get into it, let's think about a few things. If you planted some maize today, will you be able to eat from the plant tomorrow? Of course not. Any crop has to be looked after, watered, and nurtured until it bears fruit. If you went to university to study for a degree and got your books today, could you write the exam and get your degree tomorrow? Of course not. You would need to study for at least 4 years. And then pass the exams to get your degree. So why do we think that we can talk to someone today and earn a decent income by tomorrow? The prospecting process is like nurturing a crop. You plant the seeds today, you water, you weed, you fertilize, and you look after the plants until they are big enough and strong enough. When they deliver the fruit, you are able to harvest and pick them, and then, of course, eat them. The prospecting process is like studying for a degree or a diploma. You register, you get the books, you go to the classes, you study, and when the time comes, you write the exam. You wait, and then they let you know if you have passed and got your degree or diploma. And this could be 4 to 7 years. Number one, prospecting is a process. Before we get into that, I hope you've printed out the PDF and you're following and making notes as well. Number one, prospecting is a process. The first part of that is making friends, which we learned in lesson one. Number two, when prospecting, you are actually educating your friends that you have made about your business opportunity. This is a gradual process. It could take 4 to 6 exposures. An exposure is each time you ask them a question about themselves and their families, and maybe drop a seed or two about the opportunity. Number three, the professionals build trust with people they meet and are able to transfer the belief they have about their opportunity. Their objective is to educate the prospect on what they have to offer, and then let the prospect decide if it is something that they want to do. Number four, again, I must emphasize, we are not trying to make a sale. Yes, you would love everyone to join, but our goal is education and understanding. Number five, we want people to know what we have and how it can benefit their lives. Number six, I need you to get to the point where you believe you want them to join because it will change their life, not because it'll change your life. Number seven, when you get to this point, it becomes easy and there is no stress because it doesn't matter to you either way whether they join or not. Number eight, if you make network marketing about you, you will survive. But if you make it about others, you will thrive. Number nine, so you've made friends. You've been like a concerned consultant, asking all the right questions to see if your opportunity can help them. Number 10, they like, respect, and trust you. It's time to start talking about your opportunity. Number 11, I think that I should tell you at this point in time, you don't want everyone you meet to join anyway. Number 12, there are some people that are going to drain you, negative people. So when you meet these people, you make friends and you understand that this person is very negative. They are even negative about the weather. You must ask yourself if they are going to be an asset to your team or not. Number 13, many network marketing professionals have found that they spend 80% of their time trying to get their negative people motivated to take some action. Number 14, you want to focus most of your time and energy on the people that want to take action and make change, not on the negative people. Number 15, so you need to be choosy about who you want on your team. Yes, you will still end up with a few of the negative people that drain you, but you'll learn how to cope with these people. Number 16, so you start with a question, are you open? Number 17, here is that example again. Hey, I just started in a new business. I'm only doing it part-time so I can earn some extra money. And I wanted to see if you were open to taking a look at what it's all about. If you are, that's great. And if not, no big deal. It's important to use the words open and not the word interested. No one wants to be not interested. Number 18. Now, when your friend says yes, they are open to taking a look at your business opportunity, it does not mean that they want to join. Number 19. This is where the education and understanding process starts. Number 20. You do not want to drown them with information. This will switch them off for life. No one wants to hear about how each product is made and how many vitamins are in it. Number 21, the best place to start would be with the benefits that you believe would help them the most. Number 20, so let's say she has 3 children at primary school and you know she's really worried about the level of education they are currently receiving. Number 23, you say, well, you know, this is a new business I've just started in. Their main focus is on helping schools generate sustainable income to make sure that every child in South Africa gets a great education. Number 24. So while the parents are helping to sponsor the education, they can start earning a second income for themselves. Number 25. These funds will be used to make the schools secure and safe, pay for sports coaches and sports equipment, music teachers and music instruments, computer rooms and libraries, and to start introducing performance bonuses for teachers. Number 26, this is about helping improve the quality of education for every child in South Africa. Number 27, do you think this is something you would be open to? They say yes. Number 28, the company offers training on the business opportunity to all their customers, but they really want to help people earn and educate them on the 4 sources of income every person should have. Number 29, they teach their customers how to take advantage of some great tax breaks. Do you know, just by earning a small monthly commission through the company, you could claim most of your income tax back every year from SARS? Number 30, these tax breaks alone could improve your quality of life. Number 31, as we said earlier, you really don't want to do a brain dump on them. Number 32. So you may say, well, I'm in a bit of a hurry. Shall we catch up again tomorrow? Number 33. You have told her some of the benefits. You now need to see if she was serious about it when she said she was open. Number 34. You will know when she is interested because she will want to talk to you and she is excited to find out more about this business opportunity. Number 35, the next day. Hi, Jane. How are you doing this morning? Fine. I need to ask you more about that business opportunity you were telling me about. Number 36, the beauty about this method is that you don't spend hours telling them about all the benefits, all the rewards, and all the compensation plans, and then you get rejected. Number 37, you've only told them 1 or 2 of the benefits. And if they say no, you've lost nothing. Number 38, you are still friends. They will come back to you and ask you for more information in a month or 2's time when they realize that it is really a great opportunity. I'd like to go into emotions attached to prospecting because this is one of the keys to being successful. You must remember, you are helping people understand and you are educating them. You must take everything as a learning experience. If you can do this, you will master your emotions and have many people wanting to work with you. There are no good or bad experiences, only learning experiences. There are no yes or no experiences, only learning experiences. You need to accept that your offer is not for everyone and accept that some people will take longer to understand the opportunity. You cannot get angry with people that are not ready for the opportunity. If you do, they will never talk to you again, even if they really need to. And you don't want that situation to arise. You want these people to come back and talk to you when they understand they're in trouble and they need some other solution. Tonya Eliza is one of the greatest network marketers I've come across. She's always giving resources out for free. It's a Facebook connection I think you all should make. So take the time to go through her material. It's very good. So she says, find something that is very important to them that you know this opportunity will solve. Here are a few typical benefits that will work in 95% of the situations you may find yourself in. Number one, sponsor a better education for your children. Number two, financial security. Number three, earn enough so that your spouse can stay at home, if they have a spouse, obviously. Number four, to get out of debt if they are in debt. Number five, time freedom. Number six, to fire your boss if you hate your job. Number seven, more time with your kids and family. Number eight, more time to do the things and activities and hobbies you would love to do. Number nine, more disposable income. Number 10, start a project to help others. You may have been dreaming about this for years. Number 11, more vacation time. And number 12, the money you need to take that vacation. Here are some questions you may ask your prospect. And this is also by Tonya Eliza. Question number one, what do you do for a living? Question number two, how long have you been doing that? In other words, their job. Question number three, do you love what you do for a living? Question number four, is there anything you don't love about your job? Number five, what is your long-term plan? In other words, have they made a plan for the future or are they just plodding along and hoping things will get better? Number six, what's your plan to accomplish your long-term plan? So there has to be, they have to write something down. It's not, oh, I would love to live in a big home someday. And that is just a dream. It only becomes a goal when they've written something down. So you want to find out if they've actually written something down and they're taking action. Number eight, you know, I was in a spot where I had some goals and I didn't have a plan either. I'm actually working with a mentor of mine that's been great with helping me plan to achieve my goals. Would you like to learn about a plan that might help you achieve your long-term goals? So you're offering to help them set up their goals and make their plan. Number nine, have you ever thought about being an entrepreneur, having your own part-time business? Typically, this is when you're approaching somebody and you're just having a bit of a chit-chat. It's not necessarily somebody you know very well. So typically, you would pass a compliment first. So you meet the person at the bus stop, for instance, and you would say, "Ooh, lovely shoes. I love your shoes. Where did you buy them? I would love to get some for myself." So you've complimented the person. You've said you like their shoes, you like their taste. And you've even said you would like to be more like them because you also would like a pair of shoes. In that scenario, you could use that question of, have you ever thought about being an entrepreneur? But I still believe you need to know them a little better before you can pop that question. I mean, a total stranger would think you're totally nuts if you ask them if they would like to be an entrepreneur. You don't even know them. Number 10, let's say that time and money weren't a factor that we had. Let's say that time and money were not a factor that we had to think about. What would you be doing right now? Insert a compliment, number 11, insert a compliment, and then Would you be opening to learn more about possibly working together part-time? So now you're offering to work with them, not to do it for them, to work with them. In other words, you're going to invite them to be a part of your team. It doesn't interfere with your current business or job. Number 12, what's your passion? You see, all these are sort of consulting questions. You're trying to get the person to tell you what their problems are and what their dreams are. Number 13, do you have any family vacation plans for this year? You're probing to find out if they're going away on holiday and if they have money. Most prospects will say they don't have the time or the money for this vacation. You need to listen carefully at this point to see how your opportunity can help them. Number 14, I'm looking for a few good people that want to change and improve their quality of life. People that might be open to a side project and to making some extra money. Do you know anyone that would be interested? So basically what you've said to this person now is that you're actually looking for people to join your team and make money. And it's almost as if you know that they might not be interested. So you're asking them if they have somebody that they know that would be interested. This indirect approach is great. And most often the prospects will ask what it is for themselves. Then you add number 15 below. 15 is, are you open to making some extra money right now? Why would you want to make extra money? So even when they say yes, they're interested, you want to know the reason for them wanting that extra money. You need to probe with these questions. Number 16, do you have any children or family you are currently looking after? Again, we want to know more about their expenses. Number 17, telling stories about other people that have changed their lives and spent more time with their children and families. Very important. People like to know that other people are doing it and they're making a success of it. Number 18, my mentor told me to keep my eyes open for sharp people. And we have been talking for a few minutes now. And I have to say, you're going to insert a genuine compliment here. I think you're very sharp. Or something on that line. You're going to say, then you would say, would you be open to an opportunity and making some extra money if it doesn't interfere with your current job or what you're currently doing? This is great for introducing people to your sponsor. It also takes the pressure off you in the prospecting process. Some people have a much easier time being that connector. And if you're working with a team that will help you with presentations, this is really powerful. Number 19, if you could have your perfect day, what would it look like? So again, you want them to start dreaming and telling you what they would do if they could have a perfect day. Number 20, have you ever wondered how to make money online, Facebook, on Instagram, or from your smartphone? This is another seed you're planting in their mind. There's a quote from Dale Carnegie's book, which says, is How to Win Friends and Influence People. And what he says is, most people are trying to win others to their way of thinking. Do too much talking themselves. Let the other people talk themselves into it. So what he's saying is most people are trying to win others to their way of thinking and they do too much talking themselves. What you want to do is let the other person talk themselves into your business opportunity. That is the end of lesson 2, and I will see you shortly in lesson 3. Goodbye.